grateful then and make proper use of yours. Would you know how they forward the circulation of your fluids in the very action of transporting you from place to place? Observe, when you walk, that all your weight is alternately thrown from one leg to the other. This occasions the great pressure on the vessels of the foot and repels their contents when relieved by the weight being thrown on the other foot. The vessels of the first are allowed to replenish, and by a return of this weight, this repulsion again succeeds, thus accelerating the circulation of the blood. The heat produced in any given time depends on the degree of this acceleration. The fluids are shaken, the humors attenuated, the secretion facilitated, and all goes well. The cheeks are ruddy and health is established. Behold, your fair friend at Auteuil, a lady who received from bounteous nature more really useful science than half a dozen such pretenders to philosophy as you've been able to extract from all your books. When she honors you with a visit, it is on foot. She walks all hours of the day and leaves indolence and its concomitant maladies to be endured by her horses. In this, see at once the preservative of her health and personal charms. But when you go to Auteuil, you must have your carriage, though it is no farther from Passy to Auteuil than from Auteuil to Passy.
Oh, your reasonings grow very tiresome.
I stand corrected. I will be silent and continue my office. Take that and that.
Oh, talk on, I pray you.
No. I have a good number of twinges for you tonight, and you may be sure of some more tomorrow.
What? With such a fever, I shall go distracted. Can no one bear it for me?
Ask that of your horses. They have served you faithfully.
Oh, how can you so cruelly sport with my torments?
Sport? I am very serious. I have here a list of offenses against your own health, distinctly written and can justify every stroke inflicted on you.
Read it, then.
It is too long in detail. But I will briefly mention some particulars.
Proceed, I am all attention.
Do you remember how often you have promised yourself the following morning a walk in the Grove of Boulogne, in the Garden of De La Muette, or in your own garden, and have violated your promise, alleging at one time it was too cold, at another too warm, too windy, too moist, or what else you pleased, when in truth it was too nothing but your insuperable love of ease?
That, I confess, may have happened occasionally, probably 10 times in a year.
Your confession is very far short of the truth. The gross amount is 199 times.
Is it possible?
So possible that it is fact. You may rely on the accuracy of my statement,